Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me tonight or downloading it later. I'm super excited about tonight's show because I think it'll be a lot of fun and hopefully very informative and helpful. So I wanted to talk about crystals and stones because, I don't know, they've just been calling to me recently. I've had many for a long time, but never really used them or interacted with them. I just kind of had them around. But here recently, it's just been calling to me to really open up, and I've found that there's a lot of things that crystals and stones can do for you if you just open up to the energy, because everything's energy in the long run, and everything is about focusing your intent and, you know, realigning yourself and having those reminders of, you know, what your purpose is, why you're here, and what you want to accomplish. And so they can really act as reminders for that. And of course, there's so many different options out there, and many of them are associated, you know, with different things that they can help you with, be reminders for. But a lot of people have found that if you meditate with a certain stone or crystal, that you can actually have that meditation almost guided in a certain direction based on the qualities that go along with and are associated with that particular stone. So, you know, I know it almost sounds super woo-woo, but, you know, try it and see for yourself. Does it work? Does it do anything for you? You know, does having something with you serve as a reminder, or placing it somewhere where you're going to see it, or meditating with the stone or placing the stone on your body if you're wanting some type of healing, or just concentrated focus or effort, all that different stuff. So, you know, just try and see. You don't know until you try. So I wanted to get started with coordinating the stones and different crystals with your chakras, because I know I've talked about chakras before, and, you know, if you have a blockage, if the energy is not flowing, that kind of thing, and what chakras are, where they're at, what they're associated with. So I know I've talked about that before, but I want to just offer suggestions on what stones to use and how they can help, and then progress from there. So just a quick run through, because again, this is more focused on the stones and not so much on the chakras, but there is your root chakra, which is basically almost at your tailbone. I mean, it's at your bottom, basically. And the color associated with it is red, and that's your root chakra. And so its main purpose and what it does basically is it is your physical connection to the earth. It keeps you grounded, keeps you well-rounded, so that you're not so airy-fairy and off in the sky and in dreamland and not really paying attention to what's going on around you. So, if you are ever, you know, finding yourself, you know, not paying attention and not seeing things that you need to see, you probably need to get grounded. And so some stones that can help with that would be great, there's agate, there's bloodstone, garnet, ruby, and smoky quartz is really good for getting grounded. And so you can actually, I know we're going to talk about crystal grids a little bit later, but you can ground or do a crystal grid on yourself and on your chakras. So you just kind of plan out what stones you're going to use, put in the floor, and you might even want to just create a circle. And they don't have to actually touch and connect. The stones don't have to actually touch, because that would take a lot of stones to completely circle you. But you could make just a little circle on the floor around you if you wanted. That's not necessary. But you can lay on the floor and place those particular stones at those chakra points. And then just kind of lay there and meditate. You could play some music. You could play some corresponding music. with that corresponds with the chakras and the stones. So if you think about the frequency, everything has frequency, everything is made up of molecules, you know, if you get down into quantum physics and that kind of thing. So, and everything vibrates at a certain level and a certain frequency. And so, you know, these stones basically have their own frequency and their own energy that they offer. And they can, based on the energies, the frequencies, the vibrations, you know, they correlate with the different chakras, very much so like essential oils do. I know essential oils are becoming more and more popular now, and you may have heard Angel Coach Donna and one of her shows about the different types of oils and what they can do, but basically they have frequencies and vibrations, and they cause interactions in your body by melding with, you know, your physical vibrations and frequencies, and especially those in the different chakra areas. And so that's how you have people that have such great results with essential oils. And essentially the stones can do the same thing. It's just, it's not done with smell. It's just done with their physicality. But some people do actually ingest the oils or put the oils on their skin. And it works very much the same way as I wouldn't recommend ingesting any of these stones or crystals. Please don't do that. But, you know, holding some or, you know, meditating with them or using them in a crystal grid, which we'll talk about. And so all those are possibilities and things that you can do. So if you need some grounding, you can place those stones, those gems on your root chakra, or meditate with them and just see if you can, how you feel, if you need the grounding, see how you feel with meditating with the different stones. And so your next chakra is your, it's basically just right below your belly button. And this is your sacral chakra. And what it does, it's orange, and that's the color that goes with it. And it's your reproduction area. And it's also your creativity area, because that's where you create from. You don't just create life from this area, but you can also create and birth many things into your life that you're wanting to create into your life. So if you're having problems with creativity, you don't feel like you're very creative, that would be an area to focus on. And so some good gems for that would be moonstone, carnelian, tourmaline. Those are some good ones to use with that. And so next you have your solar plexus, and that's just below your chest, above your belly button, right in that area, and it's yellow. It's your power center. So if you're not feeling very confident or sure of yourself, you know, if you don't feel very powerful in life, that would be an area to focus on. And some really good gems for it would be amber, tiger's eye, citrine, yellow topaz, and agate also. So you have those options there. So the next is the heart chakra. And it is associated with the color green. And, of course, that's in the center of your chest. And that's your connection to love, and not just love for yourself, but also love beyond yourself, and love for humanity and the world, and just love in general. And so a lot of times, even though it's associated with green, there's a lot of pink stones that can really help, you know, with your heart chakra also. And so some of the gems associated with that being the green would be the emerald, green jade. But then you can also use rose quartz, and it's for rose quartz for a very long time has been associated with love and connecting with the heart chakra, opening up to love, those kinds of things. And rose quartz is really such a beautiful, calming stone. I actually just this past weekend, purchased a very large rose quartz crystal. It's just so pretty, and it doesn't have the points or anything. It's huge. I mean, it's probably, I don't know, like the size of a softball or so. And it's just beautiful. And I cleaned it up really good. And it's just had such a calming energy about it. And really just, I really enjoyed looking at it and sitting with it and just having it out and about. And, you know, sending out, making me connect with that energy of love when I see it. And so the next is your throat chakra, and it's a light blue. And it's that area is associated with, you know, your communication and feeling like you're being heard in the world and that you're clearly communicating clearly. And so some good stones for that would be aquamarine, turquoise, blue lace agate is a great one. And that's a really pretty stone. Also, it also has a very, for me, it has a very calming effect also, but also it helps get across the communications, the things that you need to communicate, but in a calm way. So if you know you're going to be in a tense situation, that but you want to be heard, you want to have, you know, make sure that your voice is represented, that would be a good stone just to put in your pocket and take in with you to that situation, because it'll help you relate what you need to say, but in a more calming manner to where you're actually heard. Because we all know if you, you know, go overboard and get really crazy, people just shut down and they don't listen to you. Okay, so next would be your third eye chakra. It's between the eyes, and it's associated with indigo. And so there's lapis lazuli, sodalite, opal is also associated with the third eye chakra, and indigo sapphire. So those are some options to, if you really want to work on opening up your third eye, being connected, you can try doing a meditation, laying down and placing, you know, one of those stones over your third eye might help. And again, you know, don't take my word for it. You may think I'm absolutely crazy, but then again, if you try it and, you know, have a really cool meditative experience, then, you know, who's to say? Then maybe you're a believer. So, and then finally you have your crown chakra, which is on the top and center of your head. And that's your connection to source. That's your connection to your creator. And it connects you with everybody else and everything else. In creation. So, and some great gems associated with that would be amethyst, crystal, topaz, alexandrite, and sapphire. So those are some good ones. And it's associated, with the color violet or white. And sometimes for me, you know, it just comes across as a really pretty, soft, pinky purple. Sometimes it's white. Sometimes it's almost like a glittery when I'm meditating. I see this white, really pretty, glittery, purple, pink light coming in. And, so that's what I see a lot of times. And so, you know, you can, again, you can lay down, place those particular stones on your body. If there's a certain area that you need healing, you know, do your research and figure out, okay, what area do I need healed? You know, what's causing it? What's the energies behind whatever's going on? And then look up, you know, the different stones by the properties that they help with, or, you know, by color. You can pretty much, for the most part, you know, just a quick rule of thumb, it's not an absolute, but you can pretty much use your chakra colors to pick a stone that resonates with that matches and is in that color. But it's not always the case. You know, sometimes you find different colors work in different areas. And so you really just want to follow your intuition and go with what you're being guided towards. So one thing I want to talk about with the crystal grids are, you know, what are they and how they work? Okay, so first off, what is a crystal grid? It's a formation where you lay out crystals. The basics is you lay out crystals in a certain pattern or design. And so there's a bazillion different ways that you can do this. You can make up your own grid, you know, just intuitively laying out the stones where it feels good. You can actually, if you're working on a chakra, let's say you want to work on your communication, you can look up the different chakra symbols. So if you want to work on communication, you can look up the throat chakra symbol and you can use that. And you can actually print it out. If you can find it online, you can print it out. You can put it out. And you don't have to have every single connecting point place a stone on. Just place a stone on the point. So you print it on a sheet of paper and put it, lay it out, and then get your stones that would coordinate with the throat chakra. And then just lay those out on different points where they are connected and look nice with the symbol, chakra symbol. And so that's the basics. You don't have to print anything out. You can make it up as you go, whatever feels right, looks good. You know, something that feels very flowing and connected. So you can do that. And a lot of times now you'll see what's very popular right now is the adult coloring books. And so a great suggestion, you see a ton of mandala books that are for coloring and they're for stress relief and almost put you in a meditative state while you're coloring these, right? So you can color one of those, cut it out of the book, find one that really resonates with you, and maybe it has a purpose. Maybe it brings out your creativity. Maybe it brings out, makes you feel very loving while you're coloring. You know, whatever energies you're feeling while you're coloring that, and if it calls to you that it wants to come out of, you know, out of the book because you just love and enjoyed coloring that particular pattern so much, you can pull that out and lay it down and then pick your stones and lay it out with that. So it doesn't have to be anything set in stone, you know, that you have to do it this way. There's not really very many rules that go along with it. So that would actually be a great way to start a crystal grid. And so you can do crystal grids for anything. So that's what a crystal grid basically is. It's just stones laid out in a certain formation. Yeah. Where it really gets the whole reason you want to do the crystal grid. Oh, I wanted to mention too, there's also something called sacred geometry. So if you look that up, you can find different patterns, designs. They look like, they basically look like the mandalas. And you can use those as well. And you can find different ones for different things. You can find them for the different chakras. You can use those if there's a particular pattern or chakra you're wanting to connect to. So if that's something you're really interested in and you want to try, you can also look at the sacred geometry. Might be something you really enjoy. And so here's the whole thing behind how it works. So the point of the crystal grid is to direct your intention. So it's you figure out first off what you want to do a crystal grid for, what's calling to you, what do you want to focus on, where do you want to direct your intention. And so we'll go back to, say, the throat chakra. If you're wanting to better communicate in the world, you want to get your message out to the world, you want to be heard, you want to feel like you have clear communication, and again, you can do this with any of the chakras. And this is just an example. You could do it with anything else too. But, you know, if you want to, you can look for that chakra symbol, print it off, color it in, you know, do the coloring, pick a variety of shades of blue that you like, color it in. But while you're coloring with those shades of blue, think about and focus on your communication. Look at and try to really think about, where are you blocking your own communication? Where do you feel like maybe you don't communicate clearly? Why do you feel like you're not being heard clearly? What are ways that you can improve your communication? And, you know, as you're coloring, you're really going to get into that meditative state. So you're going to get something. You know, you should get a lot of clarity just from doing the coloring. And so that's really going to help you focus and get, you know, again, the clarity with that. So then you go and pick your stones. And while you're picking the stones in the particular color, and again, there might be some that call to you that aren't the right color, that aren't blue, but they just keep calling to you. You just feel like you want to have them in your crystal grid. That's fine. Take those too. But as you're collecting the stones, again, think about what your intention is, the clear communication, getting your message out to the world, you know, communicating better with maybe your family, your spouse, your significant other, your children, your parents, you know, whatever the case may be. It could be at work with coworkers, with a boss, you know, if you're a business owner, maybe, you know, you want to communicate with clients or customers. So, you know, whatever the case may be, but as you're thinking about that and you're collecting the stones, you focus on that and you think about that. And then you just kind of hold the stone and, you know, as you're focusing that intention and you're having that thought, if that stone feels really good still, then use it. If for some reason you're holding it and you're thinking about, okay, I want to use this particular stone for this particular reason because this is what I'm focusing on. If that doesn't feel right to you, for some reason that stone just doesn't jive with you, then don't use it. It's fine. You don't, again, there are no rules. You don't have to follow any kind of rule or systems here. So, you know, you collect your stones and then, again, mindfully place them out on the grid. And by mindfully, I mean, set your intention. You know, the things that you thought about while you were coloring, you know, if you, you know, have certain areas where you're like, yes, I want to increase my communication in this way, or the different things that came to you. Think of those as you're placing down each individual stone. And again, you can do this any way you want. I recommend working from the outside in. So place the stones around the outside working in. And when you get to the center, you know, typically you use a larger stone and preferably one that has the point on it. And so you, most of the time you can like set them down and they have some kind of a point, but that's, again, it's not necessary. You can use anything. You could use a crystal cluster. You could use, you know, just a round if you just want to, you know, if you don't have one of the tourmaline points of the crystals, you know, you can just use a round one or a tumbled stone. It doesn't really matter, but typically it's a larger one. And you'll, if you open up and you listen, you'll be able to know which one you should put in the center. And so the whole point of it is you're focusing this intention. You're putting this prayer basically into this crystal formation. And so you're putting all this focus energy, your intention, your prayer, and you do it all while you're kind of in a meditative state. And then some people like to take a charger stone. So basically they use another stone and they just kind of go around and they charge or tap or, you know, I can't think of another word. I guess it's just charging the stone basically for the purpose that you're using it for, and that, you know, again, thinking about mindfully putting it down. And so then, you know, you just tap the stones, charge them, working inward till you get to the center. You don't have to do that. Some people like to do that. It's not necessary. What's really necessary is setting the intention, doing everything very mindfully, and allowing yourself to be in that meditative state and to really be open to what you're trying to change or bring into your life or heal. So you just want to be open to that actually happening for you and occurring in your life. And so that's what they are and how they work. Again, you don't have to use a grid at all. You can just make up a pattern or make up a design. If you look at the picture that I posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/WhitneyLadd, you'll see I don't have a pattern. I just laid out the stones in a way that felt right to me, that, you know, felt right for me to, when I was laying them out, like this feels good here, this feels good here. If you notice in that picture, I have all the stones that they have kind of a point to them, pointing inwards towards the center stone. The center stone, you can't really tell, but it does have a point on top. It's a smoky quartz. It has got the point on top, but from the way the picture is, you can't really see that, but they're all pointing towards that, and then that's coming up. And so, again, you don't have to use any kind of actual grid. You can if you want to. You can make up designs. And it doesn't have to be a circle. Mine, the picture, if you go look at the picture, mine is actually a star. You can do a spiral. You can do a heart shape if you're wanting to bring more love into your life or just feel, you know, have that loving energy. So some things that you can use crystal grids for, you can use crystal grids for love, for prosperity, for abundance, for energy, creativity. You can use it for healing of any kind of sort. You can use it for your chakras. So you can, you know, do the whole focus like we talked about with the throat chakra. Like you'd have it all blue laid out, everything. And so the really cool thing about the crystal grid is you don't have to do anything with it. So once you set it up, just leave it out. Just let it sit there. You don't have to, like with a candle, you have to keep going back and relighting it. Or, you know, with incense, you have to constantly be burning it. You know, or you know, whatever else you may use. I don't know. With your prayer beads, you know, you go through the prayer beads and then you're done. So the thing with the crystal grid is that intention and that energy is there and it lasts for as long as you leave it. So you can leave it up until you have whatever you're looking for come into your life. So if you do the one again for the communication, let's say you've accomplished that, you know, you've got your message out there, you've had, you know, a boost in confidence and in your speech and your ability to communicate. You know, maybe whatever deal you were working on finally came through and it went great. You know, whatever way that you were using the grid for, then you can take it down and put a new one up. And you can put as many up as you want. It doesn't matter. You're not going to do too many or too much. And you can put them anywhere. You can have them in your house. The only thing I would be careful about is putting some of the stones in a window, because the sun will actually bleach the stones and take the color out of the stones. So you don't want that, because some of the colors are just so beautiful. So you don't want to leave them in a window for very long unless you're already using a clear or white, something like that, where you don't have to worry about the colors fading. And you can also reduce some research to see, will the sun bleach this particular crystal? But yeah, I would hate for you to put out like an amethyst or rose quartz or something and it just slowly get bleached over time to where the color isn't there anymore. So that's one thing to be concerned with. But so my favorite thing about the crystal grid, this is why I love it so much. You can set a prayer. So let's say if you want to do a prayer for somebody is a loved one, needs a healing, right? So you put in the intention, you put in the prayer, you're praying as you're picking out your stones, while you're laying out the design, while you're coloring the design if you decide to go that route. And then, you know, you're charging and you pray over the stones. And then here's a really great thing. You know that prayer is being held in that sacred space that you've created. So your prayer is ongoing. It like does the ongoing prayer for you. So it's like the whole concept in the Bible where it says pray without ceasing. That's a way to pray without ceasing, because that prayer is held in that space and the prayer is held in those stones because you put it there. So that's why I just love it so much. I think they're great. And you can do it for anything you're trying to create in your life, or, you know, if somebody needs help with something, again, I'd get the permission. But if somebody says, pray for me for this, there's a way for you to pray. And it's not necessarily a prayer replacement, but it's a prayer amplifier. You can look at it that way. So still do your prayers. And every time you see it, it's a reminder to send up a prayer. So, but anyway, so hopefully you've enjoyed that. I'm out of time. So I hope that you enjoy learning about some of the crystals. Again, there's so many resources out there that you can go to learn about crystals, what you want, which ones you want, for what purposes, those kinds of things. But I hope that you can do some more research on the crystal grids. I hope you will try it. Just try it. You may love it. And so, yeah. That is it. I hope that you guys have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time. And let me know, send me emails, Whitney@WhitneyLive.com. Let me know if you have any results, how it's going, those kinds of things. I would love to hear from you. And if you have any questions, you can send them there as well. Thank you. And